Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Happy July 7th. Happy Friday, everybody. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by my man in production, Seth Habacker.
Good morning, everyone.
And we're joined by our great friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center, Mr. Paul Trombley. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning, you guys.
Paul, how you doing today?
Doing well. How's your Friday going?
Doing good so far.
So far, so good, yeah.
I love these days, Paul, where it's sunny out and I can see the moon. It's right in front of me. It's one of my favorite things in the universe, getting to see the moon during the day. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Is there a name for that, Paul? Does that have a name in meteorology or anything? Or does it even have anything to do with meteorology? Is I just throw things at you?
I don't know if it is a name. Yeah, when you can see the moon during the day. Yeah, I don't know if there's a term for that.
We should come up with a term for it. We should come up with a
term
for it.
Yeah, we should.
We should. It's cool. There's the term.
Yeah.
I'd say so.
Paul, we're getting a little bit lower than seasonal temperatures, it looks like, today and over the weekend.
Yeah, still some cooler temps sticking around here for us. A little warmer start to next week and then dropping off a little bit more after a warm start to it on Monday. So, yeah, definitely a nice, comfortable pocket with these temps here the next several days. Today, we stay with a mix of clouds and sun developing, highs about 79, southwest wind 5 to 15. Tonight, isolated showers possible, maybe a thunder shower, 58. And then for Saturday, with a mix of clouds and sunshine, still looking at high temperatures about 80 with a northwest wind 5 to 10. A slight chance for a shower storm early Saturday night, otherwise 53. And then sunny on Sunday, low 80s as we finish out the weekend. 60 on Sunday night. Looking at it in the next week, some chances for scattered storms on Monday, along with some sun at 89 with that warmest temperature of the week. And then still seeing an isolated shower storm chances on Tuesday and Wednesday, with highs at around 83 Tuesday, low 80s on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Not bad, Paul. Not bad. We will take it. Hope you have a good, relaxing, fun weekend, sir. We'll meet back here on Monday.
All right. Sounds good. You guys, too.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul.
Best in the business right there, our good friend Paul Trombley in the Weather Eye Weather Center. Thank you so much to Paul for joining us. Joins us Monday through Friday in this 8 o'clock hour to kick our show off. Appreciate that.
So I went to NASA just to see if they have anything. Moon during the day. I don't think they have a name for it.
Moon during the day.
Moon during the day. That's as complicated as it is.
424-2600. Let's come up with a name for this. Let's get a term going. Honestly, since I was a little kid, this is one of my favorite things. I love when you could see the moon during the day.
I just thought this. Like, I thought this great thing just popped into my head. Moonshine. Oh wait. Moonshine. Oh, okay. Wait, that's been taken.
No,
that's been taken.
Let me Google it. It should be fine. Nobody's used it. Never mind. Let's talk Rafter baseball to kick things off here. And Wisconsin Rapids takes down Lakeshore in a long game at Capico Park yesterday. A come-from-behind victory in the bottom of the ninth for the Rafters as they take down Lakeshore Chinooks in a close-knit contest. The Rafters drew first blood, but it was a dragged-out process from there. Good game from the Rafters. Not just important to get this win and improve to 1-2 and get our first win in the second half.
Right.
It's the way they won. Coming from behind.
Yes.
I don't know a manager in baseball history that doesn't want more wins like this early in the season or early in your second half, if you will.
I've noticed that they did not do a lot of that in the first half. Either they had a big lead or they had a lead and they kept it. But when they got behind, they did not do a lot of comeback wins. They had a couple of comeback surges, but they never got to the point to win it again. So that's nice to see them starting to do that. Hopefully they can keep it going.
Big win for the Rafters. They end this three-game losing streak they were on just after having a four-game winning streak. This is the first win of the second half. They improved to 1-2. Taking on Lakeshore again tonight. First pitch at 6:35 in Lakeshore. So we got you covered here. Our Central Wisconsinites, we'll have this game for you right here as we have every Rafter game all season long. Our pregame will start at 6:20 tonight. Join Joey and Kevin for that. It's going to be a good one. As long as we're talking sports, Seth, and we come out of a sports minute.
Sure.
I'm a little disappointed not just the four letter network and the mouse network and all that,
yeah,
but even some of our own reporting and some of the reporting I'm seeing about this. When did sports start becoming the paparazzi and TMZ?
TMZ,
and all this?
You know, yeah, that's what popped into my head, right? Yeah,
the Victor Wembanyama, Britney Spears thing, like that's not sports. Like just because it involves an athlete, that's not sports coverage.
That's gossip. That's you know, gossip. Celebrity stuff.
It's gossip that we don't even have all the details on yet, so we should not be reporting on. It just seems like really if you need to fill the time, give scores. You know, like the ESPN touching on this stuff is just really
that doesn't feel nice. It feels
nasty.
You know,
it's messed up, man. They're like, I expect TMZ to cover this stuff and everything. That's
right.
Not news.
Yeah,
that ain't, and
you know, this is the.
It's irresponsible because we don't know this whole story yet or anything. Mm-mm. So even talking about the details that have been reported aren't necessarily a really good idea right now.
No, and boy, this is the dark side of celebrity. Victor Wembanyama, wow, I can't say it, hasn't played a game in the NBA yet. And already this stuff, I feel bad for him.
It's going to be interesting to see how we go forward, not so much with this story, but with stories like this going forward.
Mm-hmm.
I hear people, we heard people for a long time, shut up and dribble. And then you have news networks doing this kind of thing. This has nothing to do with dribbling a basketball.
No.
So it's going to, you know, pick a lane here, everybody.
Yeah, let's a little consistency, please.
We're consistent around here. Get your Northwoods League Baseball right here all season long. Get your tickets for Northwoods League Baseball at northwoodsleague.com. Or keep listening to this station where we're giving away a billion tickets over the season.
A billion.
Yes.
We counted them.
We're
trying. Took a long time.
We're trying, at least. I don't know if we're going to get to a billion, but we're going to try. We do have fun stuff to give away today. In this hour alone, we're going to have Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up where you could be a qualifier. And after Melissa's news, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's.
Oh, man, I haven't been here on a Friday in a while. This is fun. I'm happy to be here.
You got a good one today, too, because last week we went back to quotes.
Nice.
We had Airplane last week, which is actually the first star of the day we had.
That's right. I remember that. Yeah.
And we've got another one today with quotes.
All right. Excellent.
I think people are going to like
it,
too. But before we dive into any of that, in the 9 o'clock hour where we'll have entertainment, that a right story, good stories of the day, want to encourage you, 424-2600. Our phone line is always open.
Always open.
Always open.
Yep.
I don't care what we're talking about. You got 2 cents you want to throw in. That's what this show's all about.
Yeah.
Call up. Join the conversation. 424-2600. Love to hear from you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Some of our favorite people to talk to.
That's right.
For now, let's dive into this one, and we're welcoming you to chime in on this. I got the top 10 signs you're still a kid at heart.
Okay.
We're taking OLIs on this, like, you know, ones that aren't on this list. I love that kind of stuff.
Yes. So, yes.
424-2600.
That's a good one. I'm sure you've got something out there, everybody, that you can add to this list.
A new poll asked people if they consider themselves a, quote, kid-alt.
Terrible word. Let's not make that a thing, please.
That seems like something that's against the law. Like, I feel like I don't want to be called that.
That does. Don't call me that, please.
Yeah. That, meaning someone who's still into the same stuff they loved as a child. 59% said yes on some level or another. Over half said that they often buy themselves the stuff that parents wouldn't. The top three things like that we like to buy are video games, clothes, and junk food. A lot of us still have some of our old toys sitting around as well on display. The top things we've kept included collectibles, stuffed animals, and dolls.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Adults are known for those things, too, so it's not just a kid thing.
Well, and so many adults can rely on, too, eBay. You know, I mean, well, I kept all these toys because you never know, rainy day, I could sell them. That kind of thing. You ain't ever selling that, man. You
sorry.
Ain't ever selling
that. I am laughing because there's a scene in the new Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse that they totally take that on. Wow, you still have this action figure? Why is it still in the box? RIP.
It's awesome. So the survey also had people rank the top signs you're still a kid at heart. Here are the top 10. You want 10 or 1 you want to start at?
Let's start at 1 today. I want to start at the top.
Right at number 1, you rewatch a lot of old movies or shows from your childhood. Careful with that, everybody.
Be careful. You can fall into rabbit hole after rabbit hole.
Yes.
Waste so much time going into that.
In certain stuff. isn't as good as you remember it.
Not usually. Sadly.
I think that there is nobody that has ever gotten into comedy or even told a joke that is probably not influenced by Monty Python. Myself included.
Yeah.
I was sitting back watching with my dad Monty Python, some of my favorite memories. Some of where my comedy comes from, including like most of the people that influenced me comedically were influenced by Monty Python.
True. 100%.
You go back and I flipped up a Monty Python just for the heck of it a couple weeks ago. And I'm like, oh, go watch a couple sketches and everything. Oh, dear God. Oh, wow. Like every other sketch, man, is something that makes you cringe. And
yeah,
like,
it's true.
And I'm not a overly PC person or anything like that. Like, I could take a joke. Nah.
But still, yeah, yeah. Mm. Sometimes going back, it's a little interesting to see how things have changed.
And even on the other side of things, where it's like laugh tracks or things like that. There was a show growing up, Parker Lewis Can't Lose.
Oh, my gosh.
You remember this?
I do remember this. Wow. I never saw it, but I remember people talking about it.
Oh, I love that show. It was an awesome show. It was like... it was a little bit like a more mature Saved by the Bell kind of thing or whatever. It was a perfect high school show.
Exactly.
I, years ago, went back and like, I mean, I talk about this show a lot. I think I had actually talked about it on the air. It's like, right. I go back and watch an old episode. I go watch the first episode or whatever. Oh, wow. Oh. I couldn't even make it through the episode. I couldn't even get through it. I'm the guy that finished Ishtar. Like, I don't let... I always finish movies.
You always finish
TV
things?
Shows. Yeah,
nope, couldn't do it.
One.
Wow.
Number two, you still watch cartoons.
Now, wait a minute.
There's
cartoons, and then there's cartoons.
Right, right.
Cartoons have evolved quite a bit since even we were kids.
There's a big difference of sitting back and still watching, you know, Muppet Babies and watching South Park.
Yeah,
there's
right.
There's a very big difference of those two.
The Heart She Holler is not something you're going to see on Saturday morning, you know?
I think that, but I don't disagree with this, though.
No, it's true.
I don't disagree with it. There's a bit of the kid in me that's still, even though the cartoons I watch now are South Park and The Simpsons and things like that.
Yeah, a little more, adult stuff, right.
You're frequently nostalgic for old toys or products from when you were a kid. Here's a twist on this one.
Okay.
Not so much the toys we grew up on. It's the toys these kids got now.
Yeah, wow.
I'm nostalgic about things that are like being released right now.
Yeah, right.
That's where the cool stuff seems to be.
I remember being, you know, like in my early 20s and doing the whole, you know, yeah, I got money now and I can buy whatever I want and I can get these toys. And I bought the toys. I'm like, eh.
Yeah, yeah.
It just didn't, you know, it didn't make it up to the anticipation, you know, of saying, I can finally buy this. Oh, it wasn't. That's not that great.
There was the buildup and the anticipation of getting something, getting it, ripping it open, playing with it for like a half an hour, and then
you're done.
Yeah. Like it's almost you speed that up as an adult. Mm-hmm. It's like 10 minutes of like a joy.
It's not even. Yeah, you're
gone.
Right. Yeah,
it's gone. You quote movies and shows from when you were young.
Well, wait a minute now. How does that make you young? That just did you just what you grew up on, right?
Yeah. 424-2600. If you don't do this, because I have a feeling everybody does this.
I would be surprised.
I would think almost I'm willing to say 97 to 99% of people out there do this.
Yeah. Yeah. If you watched any kind of it doesn't matter what it was. The only thing you watched were like, you know, Saturday morning cartoons. I'm guessing you still quote them.
Yeah. Yeah. Number five, I'm pretty guilty of this one. You've found yourself Googling old toys or products from your youth.
Oh, yeah.
I know how much and where I can get a Millennium Falcon. Yeah. For me, we moved around so much, and I had so few toys growing up.
Right.
And my parents got me from a garage sale. My nana found a Millennium Falcon, and it was banged up and everything.
Of course.
But man, that was the coolest toy in the world to me. And then we moved, like, I don't remember where, but we moved. I think it was when we moved to the South Side, and I lost it.
Mm.
And like ever since then, I still think about it from time. It's my rosebud. It's my sled. It's my.
You know when you know that famous. Scene when Orson Welles says Millennium Falcon. Yeah, it just didn't work as well. You know, it's just
not the same. It's not the same. You still wear clothes that would have been in style back then or t-shirts with nostalgic references. Welcome to adulthood in 2023.
Well, and the funny thing, well, we've touched on this on the show before, people wearing the, you know, those nostalgic shirts, not having any idea what they're wearing.
Yes.
So that's a little different because that's more like a hip style thing to do, right?
A lot of NBA players will wear punk shirts. you will see them in a Misfits shirt or something like that. And I don't know if they know them or not.
I don't know if
they just think it's a cool skull shirt or something, or if they actually know who the Misfits are. I'm not sure. I think it's a little bit like that. You still have old video games.
Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. Yeah. I certainly do.
Playing old console games is just nostalgic fun.
It is.
Know? Yeah.
It
yeah.
is.
You display at least one childhood toy in your home or office.
Ooh, I got to think. Do I have a child? I don't think I do.
That one's a little touch and go for me.
Like, yeah.
I get it, but it does make me cringe, and I'm not judging it or anything like that, but definitely you're not going to see me with a bunch of like G.I. Joes, you know, in the box on my desk.
Yeah, right. You know, you see these like collectible like YouTube shows where like all behind them is like a wall of, collectibles and stuff like that. I get that, but why would you waste valuable space where you could be like, and this is cheesy, you know, like pictures of your family, wouldn't you rather have like that there?
you'd rather stay in and play board games than go out to eat or hit a bar.
Well, yes, but that's because that's also like what, turning 35, I think, isn't
it? Exactly. Yeah. That's a little interesting to me on how they think that makes you a kid.
No.
To me, that's a sign of adulthood almost.
Yeah.
That's more so that.
Because, I mean, look at how board games have evolved. You can get like super sophisticated board games these days that are like a video game almost.
I still can't wrap my mind around Warhammer or any of that stuff. I still don't get it. I don't know. I'm not smart enough to play those games. And you've bought your kids at least one toy you had as a child.
Yeah, I think so. But it was when they were really little.
Like
little baby type toys. Yeah. But since then, I've just let them do whatever, you know. If they like some of the stuff that I liked as a kid, well, that's not my fault. Well, I guess it is kind of, but they have to watch it in self-defense, right?
Yeah. I was going to be very clear about this early on. I was not going to make my kids like anything I liked or whatever. It just turned out that way.
Yeah.
They just ended up liking a lot of the same things that their mother and I liked.
Well, exactly. And part of it is because you're watching these things, these shows, or you're playing these games, and they're like, wow, you know. So I'm really happy because, you know, I talked about an IRI. I went to a classic arcade this, last couple of days with my kids. And since we play a lot of those classic games at home, because I have, all these, classic video games, they know them really well. So they understand, they go, wow, Donkey Kong,
And
they play Donkey Kong there because they know the game.
It even worked out for one of them. One of them got a high score or something like that.
Elevator Action, man.
Elevator Action. That's a good one.
That was a classic.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with more fun on The Morning Show. Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear AOL buddy. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Zoe. Zoe Deschanel, everybody. Thank you, Zoe.
I still haven't figured out what she says there.
I cannot figure it out. She pulls it off, though.
She does.
It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over there right now. They're open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, and 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, on Fridays, we don't just do Friday. No. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We got all of these lined up for you.
All right.
And Seth, I need a one or a two for today.
One.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. And for Saturday, I need a one or a two.
Two.
All right. Gives us that. And for Sunday, I need a one through three.
Ooh, three. Well, I got to go one, two, three.
Yeah, that
I didn't mean to do that. I wasn't trying.
But that was pretty good. That was pretty good. So first up on the list, I want to wish a very happy birthday to my dad.
Oh, James Mailoff III.
Yes. My first favorite athlete, my first best friend, really.
Nice.
My dad and I are as thick as thieves.
Yeah.
And I am so thankful to have my father, too. There's a lot of reasons that I will not get into because I will not ramble to the audience any more than I usually do. But my dad is as far as outside of sports and all that world, he has always been the Muhammad Ali to me of human beings. Ali lost fights, and when he would lose a fight, he'd go back and fight that guy again and beat the living daylights out of him. My father has done that to life. My dad has had some losses in his life. He has gone back and owned them. He's owned every second of his life. And I've always admired this about him. He's never been told to do this. He's just done this.
Nice.
Just the kind of person he is.
Yeah.
My father is also the same person that will treat the chef and the king the same way. And I've always been very thankful of that. Also, very funny. Dad, my dad's a funny guy. He's also these guys, one of those guys, and I don't know if every father does this, but growing up, my dad makes everything a song. Like, hey, going up the grill, gonna do some grilling, all right. Grilling time. You know, just everything's a song with that guy. Everything. Anything he's doing, he turns it into music.
That's great. That's great. No, that is not a father. Just all father thing. I think that's your dad, and I think that's awesome. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Dad. Enjoy your day. I'll talk to you in a little bit. We want to wish a happy birthday to a guy who is like a father to me in this industry, and not over-exaggerating your drama too much or anything, but Mr. Mark Skiba, happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Mark.
Mark is a, I don't think it's far-fetched to say, a legend in this area.
Mm-hmm.
Mark has been, that voice is
that
so
voice.
Well known.
Yep.
Even if you don't know that's Mark Skiba, you know that voice.
You've heard it. Yep.
You hear it at Rafters games. You've heard it at almost every station in this listenership.
Yeah.
Mark was also the first general manager to make me believe that I could do this for a living, that I could do it. And I was in the business for a while.
Mm.
Had program directors, had other people that I looked up to. Mark was the first one that like took the time to say, hey, this is going good. This is what you're doing here is really good.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get a lot of that kind of feedback in this career, in this industry.
Right.
And that's just radio in general.
It's true, yeah.
You know, it's gotten a lot better, but radio is a... I've said this before. I've ran into more egos and divas in radio than way in any other industry. Musicians, actors, even models.
Which is fascinating, yeah.
In this industry, people, they get so... This is my microphone. It's my time.
Very defensive and protective.
That's my show. I don't care if nobody's listening. Put my show on the radio. You know, this kind of stuff. Mark, complete opposite. What does the listener want? What can I do for the listener? And how can I reach the listener? Everything is about the listener. It's about you out there, which to me is the only way to do this job.
It makes sense, doesn't it? Right. Without listeners, what are we doing here?
You're talking about a guy and his family, too, that has put a lot into this community. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you, Mark. Have a great birthday. Our qualifier, Bonnie Grosskopf.
Happy birthday, Bonnie.
Bonnie, congratulations. I hope you have a great day. We wish you a good one, Bonnie. Congratulations.
I always want to say that with a Scottish accent. Scottish accent. It's Bonnie.
Bonnie Grosskopf.
She's a bunny.
Bonnie Grosskopf. Yes. Scottish. Scottish is a fun one to do, too.
It is, yeah.
Looking at Saturday, we have first up on the list, Larry Grosskopf.
Happy birthday, Larry.
Yeah, Larry and great. Bonnie, just a day apart on birthdays.
That's awesome.
I think that's like having a birthday on the same day. We've had that before with couples.
Yes.
That seems fun. This seems perfect to me. I love the idea of having back-to-back
just
your birthdays.
Just one day off. Yeah. That's a good idea because then you don't have to share the day.
Yeah.
But it's also at the, you know, very close to together, so you can still have like two celebrations.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, it's awesome.
And it's great for Larry because he never forgets Bonnie's birthday. I'm kidding, Larry. Okay. That's awesome.
It's true, though. Unless he forgets his own birthday, then you got your own problem. You're on your own, Larry. Yeah, you're on your own. Yeah.
Larry, congratulations. Happy birthday to you, sir. Enjoy your day. Mm-hmm. Our qualifier for Saturday, celebrating their 56th anniversary.
Nice.
Hits the romantic heart. That's beautiful. Dave and Nancy Mancusi.
Oh, Dave and Nancy. Congratulations. Many happy returns.
Yeah. And you're our qualifiers for Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at Sunday, wishing a happy birthday to Darlene Hillman.
Happy birthday, Darlene.
Happy birthday to Chuck Korn.
Chuck, happy birthday, Chuck.
Good name.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm not going to make any jokes because I'm sure you've heard them all. But yeah.
But I do wonder, Chuck, did you play baseball? Because that's a baseball name.
That
feels like a baseball name right there. Chuck Korn, happy birthday, sir. And our qualifier on Sunday, Carlene Rosenthal.
Carlene, happy birthday. Congratulations.
Have a great day, Carlene. Enjoy mm-hmm. your day. And everybody celebrating out there, enjoy.
Yes.
Wish you a good one. Taking a quick look at our celebrity birthdays. Happy 83rd birthday to Ringo Starr.
Oh, Ringo. He's going to be the last one.
I
swear he was the oldest of the Beatles, and he's going to be the last one. I'll bet you anything.
Interesting how that's worked out.
It has, you know? Yep.
But very thankful that he is still touring and doing great work out there and influencing a lot of great musicians.
What a fun person.
Yes.
He is a fun. Yeah. You know, I know he's had his share of issues and problems throughout the years, but he always had a sunny outlook. You know, he always had a quick quick wit. He's always fun to listen to talk. He's great.
Great interview. Yep. Great human being at yep. all. By all
and a great
rights.
Drummer. We should have to say. He's also a very good drummer.
Underappreciated drummer.
Yes.
When you work with three geniuses and you're great, but you're not a genius.
You get kind of lost in the shuffle a little bit. Yeah. Yeah.
It's on like Michelle Kwan. 43 for legendary, amazing swimmer.
43?
43 for Michelle Kwan. Figure skater, Olympic silver medalist.
Now I feel really old.
I feel very old for that.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Big fan.
Big fan really of hers, though. Oh, absolutely, yeah.
The great Jim Gaffigan is 57. Happy birthday to the comedy pale god. That's what he would call it.
I know.
Say something about being pale.
He is a. If there's almost a universal comedian, it's got to be him because his topics, his family. He talks about family stuff.
He is so
universal. He's great.
I love that his career is gone this way, and he has not changed one bit.
Nope.
No selling out. No doing different things. Like he's Jim Gaffigan from when you saw him.
How many kids does he have now? Like six or seven kids?
Six or seven kids or something like that. Yeah. He's great. I really
he is great.
He's one of those like where there's actors like I see I'm looking at the opening credits and Steve Buscemi's in this. Cool. I always like Steve Buscemi. He's never done a bad job. Always happy when I see him. Jim Gaffigan has a comedy special pop up. I'm like, oh, all right, I'll watch that.
Oh yes,
not even blinking an eye. I'll watch that. Yep. I know it's probably going to be good. Let's see. Oh, the great Shelley Duvall is 74 today.
Oh.
Jack Nicholson's wife in The Shining, Olive Oil and Popeye. and unfortunately, but it's unfortunate for her, unfortunate for the rest of us in many ways, that she has been so forthcoming with her mental health and her struggles with that.
Mm.
She was way ahead on this, opening up and sharing these things at a time that it really hurt her career.
Yeah, because at that point, if there's something wrong, quote unquote wrong with you, then we're not going to touch you with a 10-foot pole.
She is Olive Oil. There's nobody. I know how bad the movie was to many people out there and everything, and I'm the biggest Robin head in the world, so that I'm a little biased.
It's not that bad. Go back and watch it. It's really not that bad.
And you will never, ever find two better actors to play Popeye and Olive Oil than Robin Williams and Shelley Duvall.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what you can name me any list of actors you want. I'm just going to keep sending you back because there is never going to be a better casting for those two roles. Than those two.
I always Burgess Meredith as Pappy.
Perfect.
He was
perfect
so good.
Casting.
He was so good.
Shelley Duvall also some of the greatest facial expressions.
Face, yes.
The Shining is not nearly as good without her and her facial expressions.
Her looks of terror, are just so good. Yeah. So good.
Jack Nicholson's one of the greatest actors of all time. Not taking anything from his performance. It's not nearly as good without that to play off of.
Exactly.
One of the things you learn as you get older about great wrestlers, the heels are oftentimes the greatest of wrestlers because they're the ones that sold the moves.
Exactly.
They're the ones that play,
they're in pain or they took the hit or whatever. Yep.
It's well and good to be the villain and be the bad guy, but you need people, it's all good to have Roach and Wait Until Dark, but you need a Hepburn to be able to play off of that and give you that great scared performance.
Yep.
Doc Severinsen, 96 today. Wow.
Wearing a shiny coat.
Yeah, I was going to say, Doc is 96. His coat's maybe 40, somewhere,
right?
40, somewhere around there. Band leader for Johnny Carson for 25 years.
Great trumpet player, man. Oh, yes. My goodness.
He retired when Johnny did.
Yep. That's cool.
I thought that was cool.
Then he went and toured everywhere and made some money doing it. I'm glad he did.
Born on this day, the legend Satchel Paige.
Oh, my gosh.
1906, passed away in 82, Hall of Fame pitcher and wise man.
Wise man, I love that.
quote machine along with Yogi Berra.
Oh, my gosh. Don't look back. Something might be gaining on you.
work like you don't need the money, love like you've never been hurt, and dance like nobody's watching.
Yep.
Age is a question of mind over matter. If you don't mind, it don't matter.
Which is great because he didn't know his age.
Yeah.
He didn't know when he was born, which I thought was it's perfect, man.
I love this. This is the only time I've ever seen this on the list that I go to for birthdays. They don't have his age.
because they don't know. No one knows how old he was. Yeah.
That is awesome. That's really cool. Like, they could have put up there something that they thought or whatever. I like that they didn't put anything.
Could possibly be the greatest pitcher of all time, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's in the discussion of greatest pitchers of all time, mm-hmm. hands down. One more time, everybody celebrating birthdays out there and anniversaries. Wish you great ones. Thank you so much for getting these to us, everybody. Enjoy, celebrate all weekend long. And, Dad, happy birthday to you, sir. And get on over to Misty's, everybody. Celebrate with our good friends at Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Stick around for Melissa's News. And when we get back, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's right here on The Morning Show at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. What Seth and I are about to do is play a famous quote from a movie. You call up 424-2600, get the answer right. You win yourself a family pack of four from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
Mm-hmm.
That's two adult meals. That's two kids' meals. That's free Culver's, baby.
That's a great Friday night meal, if you ask me right now. Yeah,
it's a meal you ain't got to worry about this weekend. And again, the only thing better than Culver's is... Free Culver's.
Yeah, right.
So here's your chance to win that, everybody. I just can't get enough of that theme, that music. I love that music. So go ahead, get ready to call. As long as you haven't won anything in 30 days, 424-2600. Tell us what movie this is from.
Hey, Doc, you better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Yeah, 424-2600. Let's see if we got ourselves a winner. Good morning. What's your answer?
Back to the Future.
Yeah! Nicely done.
Nice.
That was a good one. Knew that one right away, did you?
I watched a million of those over and over when my kids were growing up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, not surprising.
They're on the favorite list.
Right on.
Very cool.
Seth and I off air were just talking a little bit about that. Definitely in ours too.
Yep.
Did you have a favorite between the three, the first, the second, the third?
You know what? I can't remember the differences. The one, of course, that had the DeLorean, that was the best. Right?
Yeah. I think the first one is probably the
first
best.
First one's such a classic.
Okay, yep.
That's good. What, can I get your first name?
Pam.
Oh, we love that name around here. That's a good one. That's a very popular name around here. We love that name.
Oh, I know.
What town are you calling us from?
Step in right there, just having the name.
Yeah,
there you go.
I mean, pretty much, you didn't even have to get the answer right. You just tell us your name's Pam.
There you go.
What town are you calling us from, Pam?
Rapids.
All right, got ourselves a Rapids winner. Always appreciate that. Pam, we'll have this up front with Pam. You can go ahead and come by and say hi.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. We appreciate you. Have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye.
That was good. Thank you, Pam. We appreciate
it. Yeah,
that
was great.
That was awesome. So thanks to Pam, we got this right away. But we do have a couple more of these we had lined up.
Great Scott.
Got to get that in there.
Yep.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
That's my favorite. I love that one. Biff, I love Biff, man. He's the best.
Underrated.
Yeah.
Underrated. But, you know, why choose this one? Was it for 80s nostalgia? Was it because Seth and I can't get enough of 80s movies or whatever?
Yeah.
Well, actually, on July 3rd in 1985, Back to the Future director Robert Zemeckis, and starring Michael J. Fox and Christopher Lloyd, Back to the Future, the first one, was released on July 3rd in 1985.
Wow, this week in 1985.
This week in 1985.
Wow.
Pretty cool. It also brings up summer blockbusters.
Oh.
This is something Seth and I will be getting into on Director's Cut this weekend.
That's right.
Be sure to join us this Sunday for Director's Cut. We're going to talk about the most recent, find out if they're bombs or not, but so far looking like.
Have they seen their day? Is the summer blockbuster a thing of the past?
Yeah.
That's the question.
It's an interesting
thing. Yeah.
Got plenty more we'll get into, as well as what's new in theaters and new music and a bunch of other stuff on Director's Cut this weekend. After Seth Faces the Music, got a beautiful block right there for you of original content every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Join us from 7 to 9 for Seth Faces Music and Director's Cut.
Yep.
For more Star of the Day, be back here next Friday. For now, Pam's our winner. Pam's our Star of the Day.
That's great.
I'm going to go ahead and get some information. We're going to have this up front for her.
Yeah.
And she'll get that this weekend sometime.
Yeah.
Sure. We'll be back with more fun on The Morning Show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
They stand him. Behind movie scenes, behind the movie scenes. Sadie Rani, she's the one that keeps the dream alive. From the morning past the evening to the end of the life.
Welcome back, everybody. Hope you're having a good one out there. Forgot about this song.
It's Corner one. Shop. Yeah. I don't understand why they were not a huge band.
Yeah,
they were so talented. Yeah,
a good band. Seth and James here. We're going to take you to the top of the hour. In the 9 o'clock hour, got some entertainment news for you, then any right stories, local good stories of the day. We're going to get you ready for your weekend, including this right here, 4 tips to save money on a summer vacation.
All right. Oh, good. Let's do it.
If you're heading out the door, hang on just for a second before you head on that vacation. Let us get this information to you. If you're itching to take a trip soon, here are 4 tips on how to save money on a summer vacation.
All right.
Book your plane tickets now. And actually, you probably should have done that a month ago.
Yep.
Try to book your plane tickets a few weeks or months in advance.
Yes.
Last-minute sales used to be common, but not so much anymore.
No, that's a thing of the past. Speaking of things of the past, yes.
Yeah. Be flexible. If you're flexible on dates and destinations, you've got a way better chance of scoring a good deal on plane tickets and hotels.
That works a lot better if you're single.
Yes.
If you don't have kids, then I'm totally behind that. You know, if you're like, I don't know where to go, maybe let's just leave it open and see what happens. Totally behind that. Unless you got kids and responsibilities and you know, big job and that kind of stuff. It's a little harder to do that. Yeah.
Try to take your trip in late August. It's likely to have better prices than July.
Mm-hmm. First part of September. Yep.
Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I would think, too, that if you've got, like, combining these things is a really good thing if you could be able to do it.
Exactly.
Where you're focusing more on the time of, like, the end of the month instead of a specific date.
Yeah, that's right. That can be very helpful.
Travel on Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
Those are generally the cheapest days to fly, while Fridays and Sundays are usually the most expensive.
Mm-hmm. And that still holds up. I'm surprised. It's still because that's been the case for a very long time, but it's still the case. And those days are fewer travel days, so they are usually a little bit less expensive.
Interesting to see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nonetheless, it's still one of those things. And I think that I'm not going to say that this is brand new knowledge to everybody out there.
No, probably not.
But I do think that sometimes it helps to have it in a list.
Oh, I agree.
Or just in general, hearing it again.
Good reminders. Yeah.
Good luck with your traveling out there, everybody.
Yes.
Have here to wrap up the hour, 7 concert etiquette questions.
7 concert etiquette questions.
BuzzFeed is running a new poll on concert etiquette, and people are still voting. But last looked at, when I pulled them up just a couple minutes ago, 1 in 5 people think throwing stuff on stage is fine.
What?
Yeah.
That 1 in 5?
That's still too many.
No, that is. Still too many. Please don't do that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Adele comes across as a pretty laid back, pretty even keel person. Somebody threw something on stage the other day and she went after them. Like, think of all the cowardly things you can do. A person is on stage. They're not able to defend themselves.
They're completely defenseless.
Yeah, yeah.
They've got nothing.
It's a real tacky, cowardly, quite honest, pathetic move to do.
Especially if you're doing it in like with love and stuff.
Yeah,
just don't
yeah.
do it. Oh. Don't. It's distracting. Oh. Oh. Anyone who's been on stage for anything happens out on the audience, you're going to notice it.
Yeah.
You hear a sound. You hear, and people are cheering. Yeah, that's one thing. But if someone, you know, like a light flashes or something like that, it's all very distracting. And then when you're trying to dodge something that's coming being thrown at you, no, just don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah. Here we go with 7 more of these. Is it okay to shout something funny at the artist? Only 23% of people said yes. Who's going to hear that? What artist is going to hear that? What is, you know? I don't understand where that comes in. I've been to a lot of concerts. I've never been there. Like, oh, you know what? I bet Phil from Pantera is going to find this hilarious. That's never popped in my head. Even I don't know where that coming from.
The only time that kind of works is if like you're heckling a comedian, and a good comedian will put you down anyway. You know, so it really doesn't work for that either. So
my buddy
Chris and I are going to go see Pantera at the end of the month. And actually, it's going to be a very interesting Monday. So I'll be doing this in the morning and heading out of here as soon as I can to go do that. And I'm like, it's been so long since I've been to a concert. I thought going into this, like, oh, this will be good for me too. You know, where I can take a little bit of this.
Yeah, You're not going to do that anyway.
I'm not going to do any of this anyway. Is it okay to bring a huge poster you made and hold it up? 32% said yes. 68% said no because you're blocking people's view. Yeah, I don't know. I to me, that's more of like going to a wrestling,
or a sporting event. That I guess it's not for me, it's not a huge thing, but still, I mean, are they going to see it? I mean, it's it's one of those things where it's like, what's the point? I guess I don't know.
I will say we did a story the other day on WIRI where Lainey Wilson saw a young girl who had a sign up.
Okay.
That young girl was like in the front row.
Context, right?
They got to be able to see it
to be able to do this and everything.
Let's see here. Is it okay to sing along at the top of your lungs? We're split on this one. 48% said yes, it's fine. 52% think wish you'd just shut up and let the actual singer sing.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
If the sound is going to be loud from their sound system anyway, I don't think it matters if you're singing along.
I do think that this is more about the people you're next to than the artist on stage with some of these
That's
things.
That's true. I think you're right. Yeah.
The people that paid to see the show paid to see the person on stage.
Right, right.
They did not pay to see you or hear you.
Yep. At the same time, I love it when you get to a point where a whole bunch of people are singing along.
Yeah.
With the artist. Yeah. That's fun. That's cool. I like that.
All the good artists take this as the chance to rest their voice.
That's true. And, you know,
every artist has the moment in their hit where they go to the refrain and they put the microphone to the audience.
To the audience,
and,
Sing along,
You'll have your chance to sing along.
That's true, that's true.
You'll have your chance. Is it okay to film entire songs on your phone? 53% said no, don't do that. 47% said it's fine. Half of them say go ahead and film the whole concert if you want. Mm. I don't know about an artist, how an artist feels about this, and I don't want to pretend I know, so I'll move past that for me. But I will say, I'm paying money. I talked to my dad about this. My dad has been to so many shows, and he told me about how he learned. He went to a show when he was young to go see Led Zeppelin, and he loved Led Zeppelin, wanted to see them so bad. Mm-hmm. Him and his buddies had too much to drink beforehand, goes to the show, doesn't remember anything.
Yep.
And it haunts him. It haunts him that he doesn't remember seeing Jimmy Page in person and these things. He ended up seeing Zeppelin like a year later or whatever. But his story on that and like going to Ozfest and seeing guys like passed out before the first band even plays a note.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
No.
There's
oh
a balance.
My gosh.
I'm dumb. You can have a good time.
Yeah.
But I want to remember the show that I just paid $70-$80 to go see.
I knew a guy, exact same thing. This was when Page and Plant were touring in the 90s. Same thing. He drank himself into oblivion before he went. He had been talking about this show for months.
And
it's like, yeah, sorry, dude.
So it's the same thing to me about filming it with my phone. I paid all this money. I'm not gonna take a picture or take a little video or something like that. But I do that early on so I can just focus on the show.
Yeah,
and just take it in.
It's just to say, you know, hey, here I am. Cool. This is a memory kind of thing. Yeah.
It's nice. I like having these memories when they pop up on my phone like a year or two later or
now,
whatever.
If the artist at the beginning of the show says, "Don't do that," don't do it. Okay,
I'm good
just
with that.
Just let them take what they say.
And finally. If it's an in-demand tour like Taylor Swift, is it okay to go to multiple concerts on different days? 31% said no. Give someone else a chance to go. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah,
I do get
courtesy,
that.
Yeah.
Look,
at the end, I don't really care.
it's kind of like, you know,
we're so wishy-washy on this one, man.
Yeah. There's no real like words. It's noises you make. There's no answer. There's no,
vague sounds. You know,
I love those moments in life. Maybe that's where the name, what we name when we see the moon during the day. It's not a name. It's a feeling, or it's a noise you make.
Yeah, it's like
that's it.
Full circle, man.
We'll take a break. We're going to come back with more fun right here at
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.